Connecticut businesses are ready to make a comeback following disruptions caused by the pandemic. That's according to the state's business and government leaders who met this week at the Connecticut Economic Development Summit. State Economic Development Commissioner David Lehman says Connecticut has already started to attract new businesses and residents.
It's really important that we embrace population growth in the state of Connecticut. We certainly want high growth, high productivity jobs, but we need more people doing those jobs to really grow the economy and have the most dynamic economy in the country.
Lehman says the flexibility and innovation of small business kept Connecticut's economy resilient during the pandemic. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region. Coming up, the NAACP wants to stop the creation of a Long Island waste facility. Applications are open for state-run paid family leave in Connecticut, and federal funding is on the way for New York homeowners at risk of foreclosure. I'm Sabrina Garone. On Long Island, Governor Hochul has joined NAACP advocates in their efforts to stop the creation of another waste facility in the town of Brookhaven. WSHU's J.D. Allen has more.
A developer wants the Federal Surface Transportation Board to approve a plan that would dump at the site and then move 6,000 tons of garbage a day off Long Island by rail. They say it's necessary because the Brookhaven landfill next door closes in 2024. The town has said it needs to figure out a plan that can handle over 100 times the amount of garbage. Hochul told federal regulators that the Brookhaven community and environment is already stressed by several industrial facilities. Hochul's calling for federal regulators to avoid fast-tracking approval of what would be the state's largest waste transfer station. NAACP advocates called it the garbage capital of Long Island. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.
Connecticut began accepting applications for its new state-run paid family and medical leave program yesterday. Those approved would receive benefits in January. WSHU's Ebang Udama has more.
The Connecticut Paid Leave Authority, created to administer the program, says about 500 applications had already been received halfway through the first day. Andrea Barton-Reeves heads the agency. She says they anticipated a high number of applications.
So we did think we'd get between 1,000 and 1,500 people applying daily for benefit. And we knew that it would start in the beginning much higher and then it would level off as time went on. But we're about where we think we would be today.
By January, Reeves says about $400 million will have been raised through year-long worker payroll deductions. She says that's enough money to keep the program solvent for the next 5 years. Eligible workers would receive up to 12 weeks of income replacement. They can apply online at ctpaidleave.org. Ebang Udama, WSHU News.
A lot of New Yorkers need help with paying their property taxes, but can the state take care of them all? More on that coming up, but first headlines and a message from After All Things supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Governor Hochul has deployed 60 National Guard medical teams to several long-term care facility locations across New York. The medical teams will assist at nursing homes and adult care facilities that have reduced staffing or limited bed capacity. An emergency order from over the weekend can suspend elective surgeries at those facilities and hospitals. Long Island's daily COVID-19 positivity rate exceeded 5% for the first time in months. Connecticut has collected nearly $2 million during the first month of legalized online gaming and sports betting. The state's soft launch in early October generated $1 million from online gaming and another $500,000 from sports betting. Most of the money came from payments made by the state's two tribal-run casinos, Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun. Landlords in New Haven may soon need to provide the name of an actual person when they register rental properties with the city. They'll need to provide the name of what the proposal describes as a natural person. That means a living human being over 18. No legal entities or LLCs. New Haven Mayor Justin Elliker says no renter should feel powerless to a nameless LLC who isn't accountable to them or the city. Federal funding is on the way for New York homeowners who are at risk of foreclosure. People behind on their mortgages or property taxes can get up to $50,000 to pay back bills. But as Jillian Forstadt reports, legal aid attorneys worry the funding won't meet the need.
The state received just under $540 million for homeowners in the American Rescue Plan Act.
But, I think everybody generally thinks that $540 million will not be enough in cash assistance for homeowners.
That's Kirsten Keefe. She's a senior attorney with the Empire Justice Center. Keefe's been tracking how many households are at risk of foreclosure throughout the pandemic. The U.S. Census Bureau had reported the number of homeowners behind or delinquent on mortgage payments through early October.
And so the average for each time period is about 10% delinquency rate.
And it's higher among people of color who have been disproportionately affected by COVID-19. Keith says the last peak delinquency rate was under 4%. That was in January 2009, during the recession.
Obviously, they were using different data back then and different methodology potentially than today. But I think suffice it to say that the delinquency rate is much higher today than it was when we thought it was really awful in 2009 following the subprime mortgage lending crisis.
Because of that, Keefe and other attorneys worry the assistance fund will quickly run out. The state is preparing legal aid organizations to help households apply once applications for the fund are available. Officials have yet to announce when that will be. The foreclosure moratorium expires on January 15th. I'm Jillian Forstadt for WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. And as always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@WSHU.org. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing our podcast with your friends. I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you.